The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. It's still very nice outside this morning. It'll be a great day to get in the woods. I love October, and I'll get there. Got a lot of hunting coming up that's toward the middle and end of the month. You know, once corn gets cut in my area and the leaves are down a little bit and the underbrush starts to go, it's much, much more better for deer hunting because the deer have no place to live at that point other than the cover of the woods. There's water there, and it'll start ramping up at that point. So,
but this week you're mine.
Yeah, I know. I'm out of circulation this week. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to win a muzzleloader, you got to call that number. CVA has provided us with three muzzleloaders this year. Again, October, November, December. It'll be the Wolf model. And these are great little muzzleloaders. I'll tell you what, the Wolf is a compact muzzleloader, great for tree stand, but very accurate. Their Berger barrel on there is just, it makes them accurate. You put a good optics, a good barrel, and, you know, break action, 50 caliber muzzleloader, use their recommendations or combine, you know, use your own custom loading or whatever it is. If you have one, you know what you like to shoot. If you don't have one, well, read and learn. And, you know, we have a lot of time to give it away this month, and then next month again another one, and then next in December another one. So, you know, you have a lot of opportunities there to register to win. So if you're registered once, we've got your name. You don't have to register again, although we do like talking to you. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. So anyway, 410-922-6680. The other condition is when you call in, you leave your name and number with Chris, and then go on the air with Robin or I, whichever one you want to talk to, or both, or neither, but you still got to go on the air. That's part of the deal to keep your name in competition for the muzzleloader at the end of the month. So, CVA, great sponsor, great muzzleloaders. I've been shooting them. I've taken white-tailed deer. I've taken black bears with my CVA muzzleloaders, and I just enjoy them to no end. So, there you go. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
You don't sound very excited there this morning. What's going on?
I was reading about handgun. Sorry.
Oh, well, okay.
Got you. Haven't learned enough to sound intelligent, so don't ask.
Well, I got you. So, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Oh, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone. We've got a caller. Who's our caller?
Hello.
Good morning.
Who is Todd?
Todd.
Oh, hi, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. What a surprise. My call is on the air.
Yes, amazing, amazing.
Well, it's amazing, but, you know, I've... yeah, it's amazing. Listen, I wanted to say one thing about backyard billies.
Yes.
Okay. And it's... listen, I'm not in the habit of correcting people. That's a horrible sound of that, even. But I do want to just make a slight clarification. I'm sure it was an oversight. Backyard Billy's is not actually located on Kent Island.
Oh, they get that all the time.
Well, I know. I realize that. That's why I was reluctant to mention this. But just want it cleared up for somebody perhaps who is unfamiliar with the area. They're just a little bit past Kent Island, technically, down there on Graysonville, but it's right there on the highway, just like you said, clearly visible to anybody who's driving down Route 50.
No question.
301.
No question.
Yeah, technically in Graysonville.
Well, we keep saying exit 50, Route 50, exit 44. That's Evans Avenue. Yeah, no.
That's your zinger. That's your zinger. That's going to help zero somebody right in there.
Yeah.
Listen, a couple things I wanted to mention, but let's go with the concealed carry first.
Go ahead.
This is about concealed carry, but it's technically unconcealed carry. It's a note on how the times have changed. I can recall getting off a school bus when I was in high school, getting off the school bus and going into my house and grabbing my shotgun and then just walking right up the street with that shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
right up to where the road ends and the woods start to just, you know, kill some squirrels or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent of unconcealed carry.
Gotcha.
Got it. All right. So let's see. Look, my son and I would like to go do a little fishing today. We're going to go fishing for snakeheads, and I was looking for like maybe a recommendation for an area down there in Cambridge where we could go and be sure of having some big fun. Can you help me out?
Well, it's never sure when you go fishing, but I can point you to a couple places. I believe the pond is open at the Underground Railroad facility there.
I'm trying to. You lost me.
We went to an event there. That's where DNR had an event.
At Blackwater.
Yeah, near the refuge, there's the big Underground Railroad.
Right,
Harriet Tubman. The big Harriet Tubman facility down there on the right-hand side, there's a pond behind that has some snakeheads. And anywhere in that Blackwater area, you can drive some back roads and catch different streams and things like that. They're everywhere there. If you can find a place that's not crowded today, you know, that's good. Drive some back roads. Drive down towards, get off the main highway in Cambridge and go towards Henry's Crossroads. I can't remember the name of the road. Airy Road. Go down Airy Road and look for some guts off of Airy Road. Look for the any of the waterways in Dorchester County. Get your map out. You know, start with your epicenter there, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, and go out from there. There's all kinds of places down there.
Now, when you say Airy Road, that's sort of when you're saying airy, you're talking like light, airy as in light and airy, breezy and airy. You know,
yeah, there's only one Airy Road.
It's A-I-R-E-Y.
Great, got it. I used to go down there. I used to have a job, an overnight position, and at the time I was also racing bicycles, and I would get off in the morning and suit up, put the cleats on, and get on that bike, and I would go back in that Blackwater area, and I'm telling you, one day I got back there and got lost, and it was fun. It was fun being lost back in that spot. I tell you, it's kind of a throwback in time.
Yep.
In certain spots down there.
Yep. Well, I agree with you, Todd. But look, buddy, we got to move on. We got callers lined up that want to try and win a muzzleloader.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Call back anytime.
Call back anytime, Todd. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Hey, I'm on the way to Cambridge to fish on the pier, the old Route 50.
The Bill Burton Pier, sure.
Yeah, are they catching anything down there, do you know?
Probably still catching white perch and occasional striped bass. You could probably rig up with a little deeper rig and catch some catfish.
Yeah, I got some, caught a bunch of bluegills the other
Cut bait. Perfect.
I'll take some of that and some cash.
Yeah.
I hope you get some white perch. That is the best eaten fish.
Yep.
You like white perch?
Oh, I love it.
And, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
As far as putting a kayak in that area, do you know?
Can they put off a Sailwinds? I'm not sure.
I think there's a boat ramp down there by Sailwinds.
Sailwinds.
Yeah, across the bridge on the other side on the right, that odd looking building is called Sailwinds. Drive that road, I think there's a boat launch right back in there.
Alright.
And that's on that would be on the let's see, east,
yeah.
West.
Yeah.
That would be on the south side of the bridge, I believe.
Yes, southeast corner.
Yeah. So.
And my hunting season is coming to an end.
Oh, no.
I hunt snakes all summer.
Oh.
So, yes, maybe 2 weeks left, and then I'm done.
I gotcha. And then it gets too cold, and they don't show up, huh?
If I ever have one show up around here, I will give you a call. You can come hunt it all you want.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get my nuisance license so I can...
Oh, that'd be great.
There you go.
Yeah, get paid for what I love to do.
Cool.
I know my daughter, she's had some problems with snakes this year. She'd use you, too.
Yep. All right, Frank. Appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Let's talk to Josh up in Kaiser's Ridge. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Robin. Hey, Alan. It's Josh Rockwell.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing up Kaiser's Ridge?
You
tell by that voice. Huh?
You know where I'm headed.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got today's kind of the unfortunate thing of owning property. You know what I mean? I got to go deal with trespassing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Opening day of bow up in Pennsylvania, and unfortunately, got to deal with that. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've had some issues with that lately where Alan hunts. So.
Yes, we have. So.
You know what? For years, we let everybody hunt that wanted to hunt, and our farm got vandalized and stuff, and so it's just, they ruined it for themselves, so. You know.
And that tends to be the thing. You know, these social media sites, you got pictures on there. Does anybody know these two people? They come strolling through. We caught them on trail camera about five times. It's like, you know, what do people think what gives that person that sense of privilege that they can walk onto someone else's property and hunt or do whatever they want? I don't understand that mentality. I don't understand that state of mind that somebody just feels that they can go and do whatever they want to go and do, wherever they want to go and do it, on somebody else's property or not. And I don't think our trespassing laws are quite sufficient enough, especially in hunting.
Well,
that's me.
It's even worse in Pennsylvania. They did finally pass state law where a DNR, well, they call them wildlife conservation.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually finally have the authority to write a trespass ticket. It used to be all cops.
Wow.
You had to call the local police. And,
wow. Yep.
You know, it's the unfortunate part of this because, you know, camaraderie and everything else. And
I understand.
The state used to stop pheasants on our farm and everybody hunted. But, you know, when your camper gets rolled down the hill and, you know, they just, you know, burn stuff. And
vandalism.
I got people dumping stuff now, so I got cameras watching spots where they're dumping garbage. And
wow.
Hey, you know where I'm going.
I do. Well, yeah. We had a friend. Go ahead, Rob.
Nah, that's the mentality of entitlement right now just absolutely blows me away. I can't understand it because I wouldn't feel that way.
Right.
I can't wrap my head around it no matter how hard I try.
Yep, I understand.
Just don't get it.
We had a friend up there several years ago that he and his wife were awakened at 11 o'clock at night with the gunshots on their property, in one of their fields. So guy gets out of bed, he goes up, and investigates the scene. Of course, the people are already gone, but there's blood there. There's, you know, there's a gut pile there. There's somebody poached a deer on their property. And he's looking around, and here's some litter. And he walks over and picks up the litter that fell out of the guy's truck, and it was his pay stub.
Oh, got him.
That just shows you what idiots
are. You're not kidding. They got him. Yeah, man.
Well, on a lighter note, are you guys going to make it up to see the elk? Or?
No, I don't. Not this year. No, okay. Not this year.
But next, we're going to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely do that. So.
It's 36 degrees here at Kaiser's Ridge, and I'm going to get going down the road. I pulled over to talk to you guys. Good morning.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Josh.
Remind me, I've got a picture I'm going to send you, Josh, of an elk who got in a fight with a clothesline.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds
all
good.
Right, buddy.
Sounds good. Take care.
Take care of those poachers, our trespassers.
Have a great time.
See you, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Yep. Richard, Tennessee. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. Just calling to get in the muzzleloader contest, and I try to keep up on the local news back in Maryland, and I see where a coyote attacked three people and it tested positive for rabies.
Oh, it did test positive for rabies?
We hadn't heard yet.
Yeah, we hadn't heard that part yet, but I'll tell you, a kid, a woman on a bicycle, a small dog, and another woman, I guess, with the dog. Now they're all in for the expense and the aggravation of the rabies treatments.
Now I did hear not lately, but I have heard that as bad as the rabies shots are, they're not as bad as they used to be.
Correct.
I don't know.
That's correct.
Yeah, it used to be like a hole.
Nobody wants to have
swim in your stomach.
It. Yeah, it was surprising that it attacked three people and that they were able to track it down and dispose of it. So.
Well, I would say when an animal is that far advanced in the state of rabies, that you know there's two rabies conditions that they exhibit at the end. They either have rage rabies or they have dumb rabies, and the rage rabies will cause them to attack with no provocation. The dumb rabies, they just walk around in a circle like they're lost, you know.
Yeah.
So in either case, it would be probably relatively easy to track that animal down because their mind's gone. You know, it's a brain
That's
disease.
A good point.
You know, so.
That's a good point. Also saw where some goofball was doing donuts on the middle of the day. Right?
Yes, I sent you that email last night.
I saw that.
And it also made national news that we played at the top of the hour.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah. He's a...
No, we I was getting my coffee, as you said.
But yeah, is he the one that put the GoFundMe page up for help paying for a lawyer?
Yep.
Yeah, same guy.
Are you even kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I don't even like driving across the Bay Ridge.
You and I both.
Doing something as stupid as that. My gosh.
They're surmising it has not been proven that it has something to do with that H2O rally that caused so much problems in Ocean City.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. I think it was one of those types of cars.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Loud sports cars. Anyway.
That's all right. One of the guys from that.
And get in muzzleload contest, and I'll let somebody else get on.
No problem. You have
good
a great day. We're glad to hear from you.
Good hearing from you all. Good talking to you.
Take
care,
buddy.
Richard.
Take care.
Take
See
care.
You, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I heard one of those guys, I know you got callers, one of those guys at the H2O thing, where they said, this is illegal. He said, I know, but if I listen to him, I'd never get anything done. And I'm like,
me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me.
What is this?
I'm allowed.
The 70s was kind of a me generation. Isn't that what they called it? The me generation? Now we're 70s, 80s, 90s. That would be the second. We're in the third generation of people who are. Me focused.
But it's over the top me. It's not.
You know what would have.
70s me was self discovery.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're in the self indulgent, hedonistic phase in our society, which is just rampant. And as you said, there's no respect for property. There's no respect for anything. Look at these peaceful protesters around the country. You know, hey, let's bomb a police station. Let's set a police car on fire. Let's throw frozen bottles of water at the police. Let's
go in and ruin somebody's bakery because it's going to help make our lives better.
I just
don't get it.
Let's go loot Macy's. Let's go smash windows on the local store, you know, independent business owner store.
Okay, on a better note,
what?
We have a joke from Mark.
Oh, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I got your corny joke for the week.
I'm ready.
One of them. I got a couple, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I got two. What do you call 100 rabbits in a straight line marching backwards?
100 rabbits in a straight line marching backwards. Robin?
I'm trying to think. I'm going hair today, gone tomorrow. I can't think.
A receding hairline.
A receding hairline.
I love it.
There you go.
What happened when 500 hairs got loose on Main Street?
Don't know.
The police had to comb the area.
What is a witch's best, most important subject in school?
What's that?
Spelling.
Oh, that's good. You know, my best friend used to tell me that my head reminded him of heaven because there's no parting there.
I got it. What is the definition of a wise guy?
What's that?
Someone who walks into an antique store and asks, "What's new?"
Hey.
You know, I went into an antique auction one time and people were bidding on me.
Robin?
I love it. Why don't skeletons go trick-or-treating?
I don't know. Why don't skeletons go trick-or-treating?
They have no body to go with.
They have no body to go with.
Is this the battle of the dad jokes?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know why the skeleton went to the cookout?
Why?
To get a spare rib.
What is the definition of a jury?
What?
A group of 12 people selected to decide who has the best lawyer.
Wait, I want to hear that one again when we're off air. What makes trick-or-treating with twin witches so challenging?
With twin witches? What, Robin?
You never know which witch is which.
Oh,
Good point.
Okay, that's the best I got.
I think we're done.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Have a great one.
See ya.
I missed the lawyer joke. You have to tell me that later.
What's the definition of a jury? 12 people selected to decide who has the better lawyer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like it.
I actually like that.
That's our buddy Joe. Okay, Chris. I think we need a break. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we've got Mark calling from North Carolina. I mean,
John calling from North Carolina.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
Oh, boy, I know it's John. I heard the voice.
This is John.
I know.
Yeah.
We sound alike. We look alike.
Close.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the CVAs are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
I have hunted with Thompson Center Black Diamond, which is also great, very older design. Shoots well, but, man, it's a bear to clean.
Yep.
But the CVA, you break them open, it's really pretty trivial.
Yes, it is.
And I bought the accessory breech plug so that I can use the Blackhorn, so you only have to clean it once at the end of 2 weeks.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
It
you, won,
well.
You won one, didn't you?
I did.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
But I would love to get another one.
You keep trying. You never
trying,
know.
Trying, buddy.
you know, if so, I'm going to pass one of mine on to a friend of mine who never seems to be willing to buy his own. you probably know people like that.
I do. I do know people like that.
Yeah, you know, he's waiting for other people to be the outfitter.
Exactly.
Anyway, we've got 5 weeks till muzzleloader down here, and I'm really excited. I got it all zeroed in. I did notice this year a different bullet that they have. It's conical for magnum loads.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I haven't tried it. Are you talking about the? Yeah. I just got something on that the other day. Let me see if I can find it. I just got the. Are you on CVA's email list?
No, I'm not.
You should be. You should be. They've got some good stuff. enter the sweepstakes.
Yeah, it was something for Magnum Loads.
Yeah, it's is it the Apex Bullet? I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know.
Hang on a minute.
I saw it yesterday.
But CVA has a nice. They don't bug you to death with the emails, and they got a nice contest going on right now too. But
I have to go over there.
Yeah, let me see. ELR bullets.
Okay.
ELR bullets are back in stock for 45 and 50 calibers. They're 280 grain 45 caliber and a 325 grain 50 caliber. It's got the arrow tip and it's a solid copper bullet.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the package, but I didn't have time to really read it.
Yep, the 45 caliber is the one they came out with for their Paramount rifle, the one with the long range rifle, and then the arrow tip 325 grain is the conical ELR bullet for a little longer range as well. So
gotcha.
Yeah, I use the 270 grain power belt. I forget what they call it. It's a chrome plated bullet.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they perform as well. I killed an 8-point last year at just about 150 yards.
Wow.
With that load, and I'm excited to get out there again with the muzzleloader. So.
Yeah, me too. So it's my favorite season.
Yep. In Maryland this year, we have a primitive season.
Really?
Yep. First, second, and third of February, longbows, recurve bows, flintlocks, and percussion cap only. So, you know, get the old dusty percussion cap or flintlock out of the closet, and on you go.
Yeah.
You know. So I've got a muzzleloader I'm going to use for that. I have a percussion cap. It was designed as a flintlock, but it's now percussion because I had it converted. By the manufacturer. It's a custom gun built by Getz Barrel Company out of Pennsylvania, Beaver Valley, Pennsylvania, Beaver Creek, Pennsylvania. And Kathy was from that area, and I used to call on those guys from time to time, and they were known for their barrels, but they actually put together a full rifle. And I bought one of them, and it's a Getz Sporter. I think mine's number 26 in the list or something like that. Very limited edition. But I was moving to Maryland at the time, and I said, you know, look, we're allowed to use percussion cap. Can you put a percussion lock on it? And they switched over from flintlock to percussion, and I'm very happy with it. Took my first deer with a muzzleloader with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I took my first deer with a CVA. It was a staghorn.
Oh, yeah, staghorn. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, being a occasional outfitter, that gun is still being used by the guy who would like my CVA.
Well, I'll tell him to keep using that one for a while.
Yeah.
There you go.
I used it for many years, gave it to a friend. He passed it on to another friend.
Right.
So it's still in service. That thing must be 20-some years old now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But
well,
no, check out CVA. Get on their email list. There's some good stuff going on right now.
I will do that.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks
a lot.
Buddy. Thanks. All right, man.
Bye.
Bye bye.
What's the difference between a flintlock and a percussion cap? I just don't know.
Okay, a flintlock, I'll show you. But
okay.
A flintlock on the side has a cocking device that, and on the outside it has a pan. And the pan, you put fine grain powder in the pan, you close the frizzen, which is the pan lid, okay? The frizzen has an extension on it like this, a vertical extension. When you cock the hammer, there's a piece of flint that's locked into the hammer. The flint strikes the frizzen and causes a spark, which goes into the powder, which then goes through the touch hole and ignites the powder in the barrel.
Okay.
That's how we won the Revolutionary War, baby.
Cool.
Yep. A percussion cap has a similar setup, a hammer that you cock on the side of the rifle, but on the nipple that screws in to the breech, there is a hole, like also a touch hole, But when the hammer strikes the cap, like a number 11 percussion cap, then the spark from the cap goes through the touch hole and ignites the powder in the barrel. An inline muzzleloader, it is the directly the it used a shotgun primer as your ignition
right.
source. It goes through the touch hole and ignites the powder in the barrel. But it's in line. It's right in the breech in the back of the receiver.
Oh, I get that.
Okay.
That's what I understood.
I'll show it all to you. I've got a couple.
That's all good.
All right. Hey, you know what? Creative Concepts Taxidermy. 30 years experience where they realistically, John George, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. And John specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100. Right off Route 1 and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studios, 3,800 square feet with 19-foot ceilings, and the 1,500 square foot showroom has various examples of John's work. You know, life-size cats like leopards, and there's a musk ox in there galloping across the tundra. There's some Cape buffaloes and so forth. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Now, I want to tell you about a shotgun. Waterfowl season's right around the corner. I want to tell you about two, actually. Maybe three. But I'll tell you about the A5 first, the most reliable, fastest cycling, and best balanced and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch Camo. It's got a fiber optic front sight for easy sighting, a humpback receiver just like Grandpa's old A5, and it's ergonomically balanced. And here's the thing. It's got a recoil-operated, not a gas-operated, recoil-operated kinematic drive system to reload the chamber. It is an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-rounder 5-year guarantee. I'll probably have one of these days. The Maxxis shotgun. This shotgun... What are you laughing about?
I like how you slid that in there.
Yeah, I know. The Maxxis shotgun is an autoloader shotgun that is waterfowl hunting perfection. Waterfowl hunting perfection. Put one of these up to your shoulders when you go to Clyde Sports Shop. You will understand what the Maxxis is all about. They come in 3 or 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. And you will like the feel and touch of this gun. Go see them at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer. They're right off Beltway, exit number 9 in Lansdowne. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Browning is the gun maker for the Maxxis and the A5. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Yeah, we did too, didn't we? It was just a hole in the wall, that sucked the heat out of the room. And we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, which a caller pointed out is not exactly on Kent Island.
It isn't. It's in Graysonville.
I know. But they like to annoy the locals by saying it's on Kent Island.
Don't annoy the locals. My dad's office is right across the street.
It is. I know. That's where you grew up over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, Enviro, E-N-V-I-R-O, EX35, if you want to write that down, gas fireplace insert, after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation, Backyard Billy's did, and provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our remote-control-operated gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency. I don't know why I have trouble with that word. Enviro and Regency brands. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace. We'll be right back.
Increasing clouds for this first weekend of October as upper-level weather energy approaches from the west and some showers possible tomorrow night and into Monday. It is a beautiful start to the weekend, though, here today. With sunshine, we're up to 68 degrees this afternoon and another cool night tonight down in the 40s with northwest winds. Partly to mostly cloudy Sunday, a high of 70, and some stray showers Sunday night and Monday. Monday's high, 68. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite, all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man. Cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar. I sat down. I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out a way.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. Cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can.
I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I'll probably be finding that today. But I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, cause I treasure my own company.
Sing it, everybody.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. You're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a...
I hear John B. singing in the background.
Let me tell you.
What?
That reminds me when, what was it you used to tell me when you were taking somebody else out before we got serious? I'm sorry. I'll be off the grid for a few days.
I'll be off the grid for a few days.
You thought I was that stupid.
That was a fun time. Not for you, right? Hey, we had a good time. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody on the line, Chris? Anybody want to own a muzzleloader yet?
Well, I mean, they realize they've got pretty much close to a month to enter.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they can't
That's true. I mean, they can still call. But no, right now the line's dead.
Dead?
Nobody's on the line.
Oh, we need another one of my Halloween jokes. Hold on.
Oh, no. We need to talk about our record book. Is what we need to talk about. Hey, I'll tell you what, we've come a long way from the beginning. You know, this book that we keep talking about, it's called Maryland's Finest, 30 years in the making. I don't know how many times this book was promised by others to be delivered, but Robin and I put together a company called Bucks-Bears-Stags. We have a website, we have a Facebook page. And the sole purpose of that company was to put together this record book. Am I right? The most complete record book of Maryland big game animals ever published.
Yes.
It goes back over 30 years of records. You know, names and scores and counties and dates where these animals were taken. There's about 200 pictures in here. I won't say over. 200 pictures of here of white-tailed deer. Typical, non-typical, black bears, sika deer. There's some just amazing pictures in here. There's a picture of Mark Andrew, a sika stag taken with a rifle in 1986 in Dorchester County. It scores an impressive 66 5/8. On the very next page, there's Eric Twilley. He's from Del Mar. His field photo revealed the true headgear. I mean, look at this deer. It's a triple main beam buck, non-typical. And, man, 175 3/8 gross, 151 2/8 net. There's stories in there of the top deer in Maryland, how they were harvested, where they were harvested. There's the top female entry in Bucks, Bears, and Stags. It's a typical firearms whitetail taken in Howard County. Young woman by the name of Megan Weaver, 174 2/8 gross, net 157 7/8.
How old was she?
Oh, she's in her 20s.
Yeah, I really love the stories and the legacy, and I'm big on the history and the older bucks and also with the kids and the youth. That's my big push in
sure.
It, where you guys get all excited about the beam upside down.
Yeah, well, it's weird stuff. Look, here's Wendy King. She's from the Eastern Shore, Queen Anne's County. Took this deer in 2019, okay, and had three main beams. Steve Homiak measured it. Steve.
I actually know her and her family.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Scott and Wendy? Cool.
I know who they are, yeah.
Yep. 164 5/8, net 137 7/8. I mean, there's all kinds of pictures, kids' pictures. Oh, and I'm going to tell you now, our emphasis is on youth for 2020-2021 season all the way through 2021. We're putting together a package to present on youth entries and things like that. But that's going to be our focus, is to highlight the youth and youth black bears, white-tailed deer, and sika deer throughout this hunting season and next. And we've got some nice youth deer already showing up, and we're very excited about that project. And we're not going to charge the family to enter the deer for the youth. What do you think of that?
I like that idea.
No entry. I mean, normally it's $10.
Right.
But if dad brings a deer, you know, he pays the entry fee $25, and it's just a burden, you know, to pay the extra $10 sometimes. So we're going to eliminate the entry fee.
We just want the kids to get involved.
We just want the kids to get their deer measured and get recognized. Now, here's the beauty of that.
In fact, we have a couple other things we're thinking about.
A couple other things, too. Yeah, our supplement's going to be out there. We don't have a date solid yet. We have an either-or kind of situation.
Right.
Right?
Everything's kind of in the works.
Yeah, we're talking with our team about all these things, you know. So
something special for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. So We'll tell you more about that when we get that all confirmed, and that'll be probably about the 15th, 17th
of
October. When we put all that, when we've got it all congealed and ready to go, ready to announce.
We're not going to be real available next week.
Well, not next week.
I know, but I'm saying it might be a week or two.
Yeah. But we'll get it there. We'll get it. Definitely get it there before the youth season.
Can I ask you a question? Just
sure.
Weird. How do you spell seance?
S-E-A-N-C-E.
S-E-A.
What's that have to do with carry permit?
It has to do with the carry permit.
Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Alan Robin. How are you today?
Doing well.
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I am got a really nice view standing here at the Ocean City Inlet this morning. Sun's just about ready to
go. Oh, man, that sounds great.
It's about 55 degrees. The hands are a little chilly. Getting ready to try to catch some whatever swimming below us. But not really a beach week, but boy,
that's my kind of beach week.
We fished Thursday on a back bay trip. Did something different this time. We went down south of Assateague and fished the marshes around Newport Bay. Got into some small, undersized release speckled trout and some small rockfish. But it was just a little bit more, a little bit interesting to do that instead of casting to the bridge the whole time.
Yeah, cool. Well, at least you had a good time and a good captain.
We did. The speckled trout, really, really little beautiful fish, especially that size, the small size. I mean, we didn't catch anything over 12 inches, which I think is the keeper size, but,
right.
At that size, they're beautiful white, silvery with the, you know, the black specks on them. Just a gorgeous little fish.
They are. Yep. All right, buddy. Are you in the contest?
Chris took my phone number. I guess that's what that's for.
Well, there you are. All right, buddy.
You are in the contest.
All right. Appreciate it. And y'all have a good rest of the weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, Tim.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, good morning.
It's actually Tim, another Tim.
Oh, another Tim.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But if you were trying to bait deer.
Yes.
A do-it-yourself bait, not a purchase bait. What would you use?
Not a purchase bait, do-it-yourself bait.
Not like a soft block or you know, any of the pre-mixed stuff, cocaine or deer cane.
Yeah, you gotta buy something to put out there.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying like corn, peanut butter.
Yes.
There are some
corn, peanut butter, apples.
Here's the thing, and I've heard people say apples, but how about if you're on in an area where there are no apples?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I read a thing one time that they said if you put out something that is not familiar to the deer, it's like using aftershave lotion.
No. Nope. Okay. They'll eat them. Don't worry. They'll eat sweet potatoes when there's no sweet potatoes. They'll eat apples when there's no apples. They'll eat corn when there's no corn.
I used a combination years ago down in Dorchester County.
Yep.
I took corn and put it near a tree.
Yeah.
I took a little peanut butter and wiped it on the bark of the tree.
That works. Here's a better idea. And we've got to move along. We've got other callers and we're running out of time, and I'm sorry to say it that way. Take a plastic jar of peanut butter, nail the lid to the tree, cut the bottom off, and make it a deer lick.
Yeah, I've seen those as well.
Yep. So that'll work.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. We got Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don. Okay. Go ahead to Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to mention I saw a coyote probably 6 weeks ago in Pikesville.
Yep.
jumping over the guardrail by the subway at Milford Mill Road.
That makes perfect sense
There's
to me.
It's kind of a long greenway along the subway tracks.
It is.
And there's deer in there too, of course. But,
sure.
I was surprised. It was about 6 a.m. Surprised the crap out of me when I saw it.
I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi there.
Well, I was riding my bicycle by. It was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you got to watch that stuff.
Yeah. So, cool. Anyway, I just wanted to get in the contest, say hi.
You're in it.
Good deal. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're quickly running out of time. I can't do both of these full commercials, but we're going to do this one. Maryland's premier life-size studio is Creative Concepts Taxidermy. John George provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. They have a huge showroom you can visit. The hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Or on weekends with an appointment, visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558, 799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place to go for any new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove or barbecue grill from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. The full line of Browning firearms, shotguns, rifles, Sporting Clay shotguns, the new Satori CXT would be that one, the X-Bolt or the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt, the A5 shotgun or the Maxis shotgun are all available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. For firearms, for licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. Visit ClydeSports.com. Two S's in the middle. Open 7 days a week. How'd we do?
Great. This has flown by. I just told Chris.